This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One last stop in Iowa today, Stockdale Farms. Same neck of the woods as April Hemis and Steve and Jan Abbas.
Linda Guy.
Hi, Linda.
Hello.
Kai Rizdahl, nice to see you.
Oh, my gosh.
It's corn and soybeans at Stockdale's, too. Linda Guy grew up here. Her parents owned the place.
My husband and I now are in the process of taking over this farming business as my parents kind of work through retirement.
In all, about 4,200 acres.
We are in the midst of combining corn right now, as you have
seen. I just did some of that. It was super fun.
Yeah. You've seen the shaving of the ground going on around here. That's what we do. That's why we're here.
Linda and her husband, like April Hemis and Steve and Jan Abbas, got subsidy payments for their tariff-induced losses the past couple of years, a bit more than $113,000. But she points out, for those same two growing seasons, they had, give or take, $1.3 million in crop inputs alone. That's seeds and chemical, labor and equipment, and fertilizer costs.
So this is a little sideways, but roll with it.
Okay.
How does it work, retiring from farming?
My dad is standing right out there. He is 83 and active. He's here probably between 50 and 60 hours a week. He's still...
That's not retired.
I know. We keep saying, Dad, you can go home. You can take a nap. But this is what he loves. He doesn't want to let go of it. So we welcome his involvement. He is slowing down a little bit physically, but other than that, he's great mentally.
So he's 83. So he probably, he remembers this farm in like 1940.
Yes, he moved. There was a house out here, and he moved onto this farm in the mid-40s. Yep, as a child.
Do you think we can go talk to him?
Oh,
let's go talk to him. Just go.
Okay, Dad.
Hey, sir, how are you?
I gave you away.
My name's Kai Rizdahl. How are you?
Well, I have been pretty good until now.
Well, your daughter said we could come stick a microphone in front of your face.
You're going to do great, Dad. They said pretend I'm not there.
So you're trying to retire from the farm business, but you're here 50 or 60 hours a week?
Well, something like that.
How come?
Well, I just don't particularly want to completely retire. I want to be involved. And Linda and Mark make the important decisions, and it's really easy for me.
Tell me about farming in this economy right now. I mean, you've seen a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And these are interesting times.
Right.
In farming.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
We are fortunate right now. The prices are low, but we are fortunate that the yields are very good. And so that helps make up for the problems of the low price.
When you, do you still drive a combine?
No.
No? So
no.
When you're...
Well, we have a man that went to work for us in 1980.
Yeah.
And he won't let me drive the combine.
he's what is he, probably 10 years younger than you are?
That is exactly right. He's 71.
Right?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Here's why I'm asking. It occurs to me, and granted, I've spent a total of 5 hours on a farm today, which is like double my whole lifetime experience, but it occurs to me there's a lot of thinking time when you're farming, whether you're driving the combine or you're fixing the gear or whatever it is. When you think about farming in this economy today, what do you think about?
Well, I just try and think about how they're going to make it work and keep going.
What does that mean to you, keep going? Is it just scratching out a living, or is it thriving and buying new land? What is it?
It's more than scratching out a living to us, but we are fortunate in having a background that has accumulated some property, and it helps.
Come here for a minute. I want to get both generations in here because I want to ask each of you this question.
All right.
How important was it to you that your family keep going with this business?
Very important.
How come?
Well, we just like to see the farm go on. I was fortunate. My father made it possible that in his organization that we were able to take over, and so now we hope that Mark and Linda do the same. Well, they have taken over.
They have.
Yes.
Now, Linda, what about you and when you decide to retire, whenever that is?
that's the big, actually, that is a huge topic for agriculture in general. The whole family farming concept kind of evolving, and the assumption that our own children would always assume that they would stay with the agriculture isn't a given notion anymore. And so we don't have a definite next generation transition, and but we do need to be thinking about it. Yep. Yeah.
What's the hardest part of this life?
What's the hardest part, Dad?
I'm not sure what you would say is the hardest part.
We love it, so
yeah,
it's not, it doesn't just jump to mind something that would be considered the hardest part.
There are things that are require physical labor that sometimes you wonder about, but it's just part of it. And so you just enjoy the whole thing.
It's not like anybody ever said farming's easy. It's not, obviously, but that's not the point. The point is that in addition to weather and crop yields and any one of a thousand other things that farmers have to worry about, they're fundamentally running a business with profits and losses and upfront investments and uncertain returns. And like anybody else running a business in this economy, what they're looking for is just a little bit of certainty.